astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hatna Jasser. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
Well, good evening to all our listeners out there in North America and hopefully other parts of the globe. Actually, tonight, I think we'll have a good program where we intend to discuss a lot of the aspects, the planet aspects, and a couple of incidents that have happened recently that touch on that. So I'm going to just check and make sure we have our friend Hassan on the line.
Hello, Michael.
Hassan, how are you, sir?
Fine.
I was saying how tonight we're going to touch a little bit on the aspects, the planet aspects, and
yes, really
the importance of them. And maybe we can actually start.
And with all the different generations also, we'll talk about that too.
Yes.
Yes.
There's been a couple of events that have happened in the last day or so that are pretty interesting. This there was a chap in Houston, I believe, apparently some CIA informative that was shot and killed by the police.
Yes.
And then there was that, what do they call her, the madam there, the D.C. madam.
The D.C. madam, that's right.
Exactly. And
Dozier and a lot of high-powered people.
Yeah, who apparently hung herself, which I find that one, first of all, a little bit off, just because I just can't see...
the timing of that, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what happened, see, there was a Mars-Neptune aspect. Everybody gets this Mars-Neptune theme. Now, most astrologers, when you read their reports and all that, they'll say Neptune is creativity, and every time Mars is touching off Neptune, it's a creative imagination and all this. They'll go off at a tangent on that. Whereas my report will say, for example, you've got to be kept up drowning. Like JFK Jr. had this aspect, and he drowned. That's the Mars-Neptune theme. Also, it's an aspect of drugs. Also, like, they have to be very careful of drugs and addictions, and people are born with that, the addicts, but everybody goes through that. For example, Marilyn Monroe was going through it by transit, but mysteries which cannot be solved easily, or there's always this shady, fraudulent aspect. Unfortunately, America's chart is born with that, the Mars-Neptune square.
Right.
And that's why the fraud part, or the any aspect of any, I mean, there's a lot of drugs there also, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's an obsessive theme, whatever people do. It becomes like an upset. Princess Diana, she was going through that aspect. It's an aspect of out of wedlock pregnancy, for example. And I'm sure that she was actually pregnant, even though they don't think, but I'm sure there was a cover up there. Every time there are cover ups, that's Mars Neptune.
Right.
This poor fellow, you know, he was, and there was absolutely no need to shoot him at all. They could have shot him in the leg or something if they want, for example, a hand.
Mm-hmm.
He was reaching for his cell phone, and they said they felt it was, he was just coming out of the van when they shot him.
Yeah.
And it's absolute nonsense, you know. It's like they've been watching too many movies or something.
Yeah, there's...
I mean, they're taking somebody's life just like that, and he was going through this Mars-Neptune aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And this other girl, this madam, I think the DC madam, she had exactly the same Mars-Neptune aspect coming into it. So anybody who's born in the early 50s, they're going through it right now.
And I just want to actually interrupt for 1 minute. You were mentioning about Princess Diana.
Yes.
The Fayed there, Dodi, was going through it as well. I'm pretty sure he had in his chart.
There's a Mars Neptune theme, yeah, yeah.
So, but we people today that need to be careful of this. We've, I think, Ben Affleck is born with that aspect. Ben Affleck.
I'll have to. Oh yes, yeah. Oh, you mean he's going through it by transit right now?
Right.
Actually, it's really interesting today. For the first time, we have the astrology thing right in front of Michael as well. Michael, you have a. I think, you know those names that you see?
Yes.
There's a Mars in Gemini and Mars in Virgo. So we'll also go through aspect which people are going through. This one is not a Mars Neptune, it's a Saturn-Mars aspect. It's a dangerous aspect also. It's an accident configuration.
Right.
When people have heart attacks or any aspect, like for example, Hamid Karzai of Afghanistan.
Right.
He was going through this aspect till from last week, actually from last October till this June, July. He's going through a Saturn aspect to his Mars. It's a dangerous aspect. And was almost assassinated.
Right.
Yeah, so until about June, July, he had this aspect. Who are some other people that you recognize,
well,
there, Michael?
I recognize George Walker Bush, that name.
Oh, yes, yes, he's going through that aspect. You're right. And if they didn't have any security, of course, he would be in danger.
Yeah. And
but it actually shows also on his face. You know, like when a person is very tired and...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, any time I've seen him recently on...
And you know, when people become very edgy or the temper and the flying off the handle and... I think some of that, or the other person becomes very rude, for example.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
Oh, we see...
Natalie Portman is going through that
Natalie
also.
Natalie Portman, that's the next name
yeah.
I was going to
so mention. Her age group, that's right. So she's going through that aspect till about June, July.
Right.
So she's accident-prone in driving and all that. By the way, this Mars-Neptune theme, Keith Ledger, who died, you know, in New York, he was, you know, and the role that he played, that Joker, but sort of a violent aspect.
Oh, yeah, and the Batman
aspect,
movie.
That's which is going to be coming out in summer. He was going through that aspect. It's like I tell people not to watch nightmares of that, these horror movies at that time.
When they're going through that transit.
That's right. And that's also Mars-Neptune theme. Or not to go to any psychics because they are psychically vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
He was extremely sensitive. He had like three planets in Pisces.
Right.
Like Casanova, actually. And he played the Casanova. It was very interesting. So
yeah,
it was the perfect role for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was so fantastic in that Night's Tale. And
yeah,
so,
he played a great part. Yeah, it was a shame to lose him. He was a great actor.
That's right. He was, you know, he was awake only like 3-4 hours. Like he only got like 3-4 hours sleep or something too.
Yeah. How about Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy Jr.? They had it too, no? Or
not John F. Jr. Robert.
Was
you mean they both were going through that aspect? Yes.
Through the Mars-Neptune.
That's right. The Mars-Neptune theme. That's right. And there are cover-ups and all kinds of things. And in her case. In Marilyn Monroe's case, I was looking at Robert Kennedy's chart,
right.
And now he had Leo on his fifth house. That means having an affair with someone who's blonde, not exactly like Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
So she was first involved with John F. Kennedy, but he had gone to a place, actually, and I'm sure that Jimmy Hoffa was tapping the phone. That's when he sent his doctor, you know, who gave the sentiment of drugs and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing is so interesting because he wanted to catch her with Robert Kennedy, because he was trying to investigate Jimmy Hoffa at that time.
Yeah.
So the whole cover-up theme. But Robert Kennedy's chart shows very clearly that having an affair with somebody, and she had just had an abortion just about like 2 weeks before something. Yes, that's
really?
Right. And they just needed enough time. So, and I'm sure that she actually died in the ambulance. She had Saturn in her third house, and no astrologer has given that aspect. Like I've written about it, I was the only one who wrote about it, because third house is communication. And when Saturn is there, quite often when people are left-handed, for example, she was left-handed at a found her 10, and was in Scorpio. Now, third house also walking, running, and I can almost hear those sirens and ambulance, and I bet you anything that she was going to the hospital, and then in the way she died, and they brought her back and made it appear that she was trying to call somebody and all that. Even that part is part of that Saturn in Scorpio. Scorpio is all the CIA and the Hoover and Edgar Hoover, all that part.
Yeah.
And then they had enough cover-up in the morning that the Robert Kennedy was gone from there, all the records were gone, like all these things they had to do for the cover-ups. Yeah.
So people today that need to be careful of this are in the 50s, born in the 50s
well,
and 60s?
That's right, the 50s are, they are...
Like late 50s?
The early 50s are getting it right now.
Okay.
And then the late 50s and 60s will get it in May. Just like Ahmadinejad of Iran, for example. They're trying to find any excuse for him. Because he didn't want any part of this recession and all that, and all these problems with states, and they were giving these unnecessary sanctions. So he got rid of the thing completely. On Wednesday, they announced that 100% they're free of this U.S. dollar.
Oh, the U.S. currency.
Currency for this oil bourse. So they're
right.
Trading only in either euros or yen, nothing else.
No kidding.
And so this is something... Which Saddam wanted to do, and you know that's when they walked in. That you know the same thing. That's why they want. They're so desperate for regime change. Also, besides some other people being against Iran, of course, it's not in America's interest. They never, you know, from the 18th century, they never attacked anybody. Anyway, so they've been trying to pick some fights with them, but this is going to really, really affect America's finances, of course.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely. That's definitely going to have an effect
on
it.
And they were really being, I mean, this whole thing was really affecting everybody, the world economy, the dollar being, on this shaky ground.
Mm-hmm.
And with euro is a very powerful currency. And so the sanctions are not working with them at all. But Ahmadinejad's own chart, the 60s generation, they've got to be careful in May.
Mm-hmm.
And so mid-May, I think that's when this whole thing, this saber rattling and all that will be as close as possible. But I doubt if anything will happen. Because every time they try to do something with Iran, some major catastrophe happens here.
Right.
Katrina happened, and during Carter's time, those helicopters, the sandstorm came up, for example.
Right.
There's always something. Then this 9/11 thing came up, and every aspect seems to be coming up.
So, well, let me, actually, I'm just going to mention a few phone numbers here for callers in case there's people listening that want to call us. Give us a call tonight. You can call in if you're anywhere in North America. You can call us through 1-888-228-4494. Again, that's for USA and Canada. And the worldwide number, if there's people outside of North America and Europe or any other place that wants to give us a call, they can dial in at 877-489-6350. And, of course, if there's any local people, their local area code 530-776-5154. So we're welcoming phone calls, callers to call in with any questions or just join us in the conversation as well. But since we're on the topic of politics for a quick second, I wanted to mention something about recently it seems that the issue with Obama there and with that minister.
Reverend Wright.
Something's happened again with in a negative way. How do you see that?
Well, he actually confirmed the whole thing that he was being very flamboyant, right? You see, I mentioned in my on my website also, as you know, on astrotrends.net under Obama's chart, we mentioned that he's got some disappointments till about June.
Right.
He has Saturn touching onto his moon from last October, which always indicates, you know, when you feel very tired, you're anemic also, and being away from the family and the home, all that part is a Saturn moon aspect, but it's finishing by about June completely. And he's very charismatic, as you know, in his oratory skills. He's got that Mercury in Leo. But he knows how to handle these things also. He's not a weak person at all. He can make decisions, strong decisions. With Hillary, he did not want all the debates and all that thing because she's a very cutting person, and she never really confronts the issues themselves.
No, exactly.
Yeah, she just wants just free time on this aspect. And he does not want to undermine the Democratic ticket, whether it's for her or for him.
Right.
Regardless of who wins, he wants to use all his ammunition against McCain.
Right.
The main thing is about the war. They spent billions and billions of dollars, almost a million people, civilians killed, all the disruptions. They've completely wrecked the whole lives of all these people. For what? I mean, Iraq was not involved in any way. There was no Al-Qaeda there. There was nothing with it to do with September 11th at all. And so it's very strange,
This is a sad thing, too, that a lot of people, I was just having this conversation the other day with somebody, and they said to me, well, you know, I don't really care what happens in the States, who gets elected, who's the next president. And I said, well, you should care, because just, like, we have to understand, you being here in Canada or anywhere else in the world,
absolutely.
It affects everybody everywhere.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, the wrong person behind the helm obviously is going to jeopardize the lives of many people in Canada.
And the interest of all these, see, all the drug companies, all the military, for example, and they're the ones who are just gaining all these, and millions and millions and billions of dollars just given out without anything by Pentagon, and, I mean, they've just completely, ransacked the whole country.
Yeah.
It's very, very unfortunate, this aspect. And Obama has a perfect chart for a man. Like, he's got very good family values. The home values are sort of very nurturing person. He's got Venus in Cancer, and then Sun and Mercury in Leo, which is also the 10th house of America's chart.
Right
on top of the chart. So he'll give publicity to America also, and he'll mend the fences a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting with Ahmed Jad and all the people. By the way, what Reverend Wright was saying was a lot of right things. That he was saying that America has done nothing but bloodshed in all these countries, and they can hide this behind it. So he was right in many aspects.
Yeah, there's so many
timing.
So many conspiracy theories that are starting to come out little bit, you know, at a time,
absolutely,
every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he may be right in a lot of the comments.
It's just his timing was not very good.
Yeah.
And these people are trying to take advantage of that and getting away from the issues. The main thing is that 65% of the people do not want the war anymore.
Right.
And now they want the same thing they want against Iran to spoil. They have no conscience, nothing, unfortunately.
Well, you know what, you can't blame the people in a way because they're, you know, I've always said this too, it's almost like if you allow yourself anyway, you can become hypnotized to what the media is telling you. Like some people, there's people who can pick up a paper and read an article and pick the truth from it and what's not true and so on. And then there's, I won't say the masses, but there's a great amount of the population that read an article and they believe whatever the media tells them.
Listen.
You know, so there's a lot of people that really don't know what
the
direction.
Anybody listening to this show, they can call in with any comments or their own birth dates also.
Yes, let me give the numbers again. It's if you're calling from the USA or in Canada, you can dial in at 1-888-228-4494. And if you're calling from any other parts of the world, give us a call at 1-877-489-6350. I also want to mention, you can also go on, if you're on the computer, you want to go to our website, which is www.astrotrends.net. And the phone number in Toronto for anybody listening that may not want to call in during the show but wants to call in and speak with us on afterwards, you could dial in 416 area code 497-9000. But once again, we're accepting calls now, and we'd like to hear from anybody out there.
So, Michael, today the moon is in Pisces.
Right.
As you can see here, we have got rain.
Yes.
So, you know, I wrote that in October 89, and nobody, I'm surprised nobody has written about it, that what kind of weather. Just that moon in Pisces. It is so strange, isn't it?
Well, it's definitely been 100% accurate here in our parts. Every time there's moon in Pisces, we see the same type of weather.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a beautiful time for spirituality, for music, for but it's strange that today there is no plant in fire sign in the sky.
Right. It's water and water and earth.
Just water and air and earth. That's all, you know, but no fire. So you can see everybody seems tired and all these people. So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to be having a visual aspect of that right on our site on astrotrends.net. We'll have on a daily basis. It'll show you exactly the visuals and what colors, for example, by the colors, people will be able to see instantly what kind of mood can they expect in the world. And even the music will have eventually, with a faster tempo if there are fire signs. Like today's music will be mandolin and violin and cellos and as you were saying, all these doves and all these seagulls and
ocean. Yeah, it'll be like nice water, the ocean, some clouds.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so the music will correspond with whatever the planet's positions are for the day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael, I want to touch on different generations also.
Yes.
It's something I'm very much interested in. I want to get your assessment also. As you know, we were doing a real comprehensive thing today for all the different things that we want to do.
Right.
How with the celebrities and how it be. But the different age groups, you can learn a lot from that. Now, I wrote an article about, in my Moon Magic, it's called The Inspirational Ideals of Your Generation.
Right.
And now, this generation is about 10 to 12 years, approximately. So it's a 165-year cycle of Neptune. Now, when Neptune was in Cancer, the sign of family, the home, and that whole generation had a very strong sense of family values and was very protective of its loved ones, and they drew the inspiration also from the home and family and the tradition, and they always encouraged the family values and an innate appreciation for the children's needs. And who were the people? Dr. Seuss,
right.
Walt Disney, Jimmy Stewart, even Bob Hope, Ed Sullivan, Mark Twain, Lucille Ball, Lorne Greene. Now, all these people had that aspect about that. And still we have the Walt Disney films and all that, and you know, all the entertainment for the family. Then the next generation, now this was a generation from about 1901 to about 1916 or so.
Right.
And now the next generation was actually from about 1914. There was a bit of an overlap, actually, those 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
From 1914 till about 1929, that generation was Neptune in Leo. And the best representative of that was that, you know, that roaring lion.
Right.
The lion is the tiger that, I mean, the lion is a Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And Neptune is the film industry.
Yeah,
the roaring lion was a perfect emblem for that.
For MGM, I think it is.
That's right, yeah. Now, right now, from the last few years, Neptune has been in Aquarius, which is exactly opposite to Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And I predicted the animated age of the movies, just like that was the age of the golden movies,
right.
Neptune and Leo. This time it's animated age of the movies, where you'll have, by the end of this cycle, the next 5 years or so, you'll have digital actors and Nicole Kidman and the Elvis Presley acting together, for example. Like, they'll be able to recreate all these scenarios. It'll be absolutely amazing. Like, even right now, the voice knows they're being able to do that. They're coming very close to it.
You
but
know,
the whole visual aspect, they'll be able to do that.
I'm going to say, it's funny you should say that, because I just watched a movie not long ago with Al Pacino.
Yes.
I can't remember the title.
88-something, yeah. 88 minutes.
No, no, not 88 minutes. This was one that maybe from a couple of years ago.
Oh, I see.
But, and he had created a virtual actress.
Oh, really?
And she was the star of the of this movie, and it was actually really good. It was about this virtual actress, and you know, the media wanted to have interviews with her, and he kept putting them off, saying, "Oh, she's away in such and such a place."
I see.
But it's exactly what exactly what you had predicted. And,
yes, that's exactly because there's no difference between all these things being seen around the world, or I guess being on a 20-minute mark.
We're actually just going to mention the numbers again for people. Just a reminder to anybody who may want to call in. They can call from anywhere in USA or Canada at 1-888-228-4494. And anywhere else around the globe, give us a call at 1-877-489-6350. So don't be shy. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and join us in the conversation. Or if you have any questions you might want to ask Hassan, feel free to give us a call. So going
Michael,
back to the virtual, and go ahead.
Yeah, because there's no difference between actual. You see, our brain never sleeps, and it's just a mass experiences. That's exactly what we are seeing in astrology.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Neptune and Aquarius, this virtual aspect, for example, which will actually materialize also in the next 5 years, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And all the 3D thing will become very much in the world. So by the way, the different generation I was saying, this Neptune and Leo generation, that one, we had, so these people were very charismatic. They lived like stars. And, you know, they were charismatic and they loved the pomp. And if you go on QE, you know, the Queen Elizabeth,
the highway here.
The ship.
Oh, okay.
On that one, you'll see all these people and, old timers, they always wear these tuxedos and,
Right.
Or that Liberace was born with that, Marilyn Monroe was born with that, Yul Brynner, Frank Sinatra, the Shah of Iran, Pierre Trudeau. Like, they had a certain charisma about them, a certain dignity about them. Maria Callas was born with that, John F. Kennedy was born with that, Queen Elizabeth II is also born with that, Isaac Asimov, Walter Cronkite, Jimmy Carter was also born with that, actually, and Marlon Brando was born with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole age group had that natural sense of drama and all. Like Marilyn Monroe, nobody has been, you know, during her lifetime, critics were very mean with her. They said all kinds of nonsense about her, but they could never emulate her.
Mm-hmm.
And even Madonna was sort of close in terms of looking at the face, but she's too streetwise.
Right.
She didn't have that ethereal innocence of Marilyn Monroe at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there was a certain class that they were way above, like, above the normal people. So that whole age group was that. Then after that, this is the age of the what I call the blues generation.
Right.
That was at 1928, 29 it started, till 43. And the whole world was in this suffering aspect, what I call the blues generation. And sort of a somewhat reclusive age group. Mm-hmm. And they were real perfectionists and sort of master craftsmen. And but very close to nature. They love the countryside. Naturally, they're a bit shy, actually. Just like the Leo, Neptune Leo, that whole age group, was all into drama and pomp and like Liberace.
Right.
You know, all that, there was a certain natural charisma and showmanship about them. Neptune Virgo people, they were exactly opposite. They always, like these poets and fantastic, like Willie Nelson, Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They went to weed, grass, but natural, organic things, naturopathy. They were truly into that.
Right.
And gardening and all that. Even Elvis Presley was born with that. That's why he loved the Gospels and that side to him. But
oh, yeah, he was the king of the blues for sure.
Yes. And their thing that they're into antidepressants and the smoking, that whole age group has that. Interestingly, Liz Taylor was born in this group. She was not born in the age of the golden movies. And there's a, and you know, the minute she starts speaking, what's really interesting, like, for example, I watched on this Academy Award thing.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I've been in the audience as a loser. I've been on the stage as a winner. I mean, she said such stupid things, you know.
Yeah, she's not joyful with her words.
Yeah. So that's that Virgo aspect. So Robert Redford was born with that, Liz Taylor, Elvis Presley, Willie Nelson, James Brown was born with that, Bruce Lee was born with that, Woody Allen was born with that, and the hallmark of this generation is not drama theater, but it's like black and white photography.
Okay.
Like Woody Allen, people would almost want to pay, I mean, he pays very little to Tom Cruise or anybody who wants to act with him.
Really?
Yeah, but he's such a, like a master
but everybody
craftsman.
Wants to work with him, for sure.
That's right, like a master craft.
Yeah.
That whole age group. Like even these people, these musicians for Michael Jackson, I forgot the person's name, you know, the people backing him, and they won so many Grammys and all that, fantastic musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Then the generation after that, that's that Neptune and Libra generation. Libra is a sign for beauty, for art, the Renaissance. art and music thrived when Neptune was in Libra.
Okay.
Julio Iglesias is born with that. Yanni is born with that. So that whole age group from about 1942 right to about 1957, 58, almost it brought it to about 57, 58, that whole age group, the most romantic generation.
Yeah, a lot of great musicians, and yeah, you're right, a lot of romantic.
But these people were, for example, like the real musicians were the Neptune Virgo, the master craftsmen.
Mm-hmm.
But these people had a certain flair about them. It
right.
reminds me of Viennese waltz, like Yanni and Julio Iglesias and all that, these people. But the romance part was very important, whether it's a partnership, whether it's sharing and beautiful lighting.
Yeah.
But the Virgo generation, Neptune Virgo generation was very reclusive type. So Taj Mahal was, for example, conceived as a monument to love. And Renaissance, of course, thrived during this period. Leonardo da Vinci was born with that also, Neptune and Libra.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole generation, they idolize beauty. And they respond to art and love and aesthetic surroundings. So Yanni, P.S. Brosnan, Julio Iglesias, Leonardo da Vinci, Bruce Willis,
mm-hmm.
Sylvester Stallone, Jackie Chan, The Beatles,
mm-hmm.
Jane Seymour, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, even Donald Trump, Bo Derek, Richard Gere, Bill Clinton, even Prince Charles, they were all born in that generation. The cooperation, harmony, that becomes very important. So now that age group is getting the aspect right now.
Mm-hmm.
From about the last month till about 3-4 weeks, they're still in that configuration right now. And the next generation, which came after this, was the Neptune in Scorpio.
That's
the 60s age group.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the overlap is from about 55, 56 onwards, right to about 1970, until about the end of 70. And now this is like extreme spirituality. When you think of Scorpio, you think of extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Neptune is both the aspect of the highest ideals and then the depth of deprivation you'll find.
Right.
Like for the porno people, for example, when you combine the nudity with spirituality,
mm-hmm.
like Michelangelo was born with this aspect, and he, of course, all the news that he made, but also he made all these news on Sistine Chapel. So you're crossing these boundaries.
Right.
Or Madonna, for example.
I was just going to say that. Madonna when...
Yeah, love scenes in the altar,
mm-hmm.
for example. That's exactly Neptune Scorpio.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's like somebody, for example, is like a night lady wearing a cross.
Right.
Because you combine these values.
Mm-hmm.
So this extreme spirituality. Now, some of these people who are extreme in the Middle East, like Osama bin Laden, those type of people, for example, they have Neptune Scorpio as well. So extreme in terms of religion.
Right.
Like Muqtada al-Sadr of Iraq, for example, he's born with that Neptune Scorpio.
Mm.
So it's not just negotiations, for example, they will defend with their blood. That's a Neptune Scorpio too.
Okay.
But when you think of that Neptune, this generation, the 60s generation, you think of the color black and deep burgundy, almost like the Dracula, the power theme.
Right.
So there's a preoccupation with occult and thrillers and leather and hard rock and drugs and ghosts, and Demi Moore is born with that, for example. So there's no sense of sacred, of course, the parents and all that becomes important, but they're much more tolerant of these types of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they're totally also oblivious to imminent danger. Like Princess Diana was born in this aspect. Like here she's, for example, one minute she's completely high, and 2 minutes later she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that imminent danger aspect, that part, but extremes of sex and spirituality. And now, Princess Diana, John F. Kennedy Jr. was also born with this aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson was born with that, and you can easily see that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. And Maria Presley, Sarah Ferguson, I think she was a bad influence for Diana, actually. Jim Carrey, Mike Tyson, Van Damme, Demi Moore.
Yeah, Jim Carrey, you can see it through his humor, actually, for sure.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. They have that sort of sarcastic wit and all that. And Bin Laden, of course, was born with that. So that whole age group is getting it in May. They have to be very careful in May. When the immune system of the body is down. And now some people who are born, by the way, with that Mars-Neptune aspect. For example, Beethoven was born with this aspect. It became like a nightmare theme for him, all the things that happened. And so when people are going through this, like the 60s age group is going through it in May, that's when I tell, for example, that not to avoid gambling at that time or drinking or smoking or anything, because it's a habit-forming aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it becomes a habit.
Yeah.
And refrain from gossips, or it just sort of backfires. And
but it could be good or bad, correct?
It's an obsessive theme,
right.
And people usually feel betrayed and framed. So it's definitely that aspect. But whatever you do becomes a habit forming.
Okay.
Now, if you establish good habits, it's fantastic.
Right.
But it's more difficult to do that. You really have to use your free choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is why you're so good at it. Because aren't you born with that?
I am, you're right.
But everything is with the positive. I mean, there's nothing negative that I can think
that's
of.
No, that's true. I always do music and art and my story. Everything is like an obsession.
Yeah, you excel in it as well. That's okay. That makes a lot of sense.
But what I do with obsession, of course, is my free choice. But luckily, you see, my father is like a saint. And that was very important also. He was an artist and
mm-hmm.
he's a scholar. So how you, and that's where the upbringing becomes so important, you know.
Yeah.
And that's why I never touched a drop of alcohol. I would become a total connoisseur of wine.
Mm-hmm. But this is, you see, now, by you saying all these things, this is, I hope our listeners are really absorbing this because I'm almost daily talking to different people and trying to educate them a little bit more from what I've been learning from you. And, you know, people really need to tap into their predestined themes and to tap into the astrology part of their life so that they can improve. Like, there's so many people that are going through troubled times right now, whether it be in a relationship or at work or whatever the case. And if they only knew
exactly
what to do to correct that, they wouldn't go into depression. They
That's
wouldn't
right.
gain, like some people gain weight because of it, and so on and so forth.
Right.
So I think it's very important that
especially
when it's Mars
Neptune's going on, people become very paranoid,
mm-hmm.
and they feel that, you know, all the persecution aspect. They feel, for example, or that's the time suddenly they call up the tax department that I'm fed up with this whole thing, I want an audit.
Yep.
Suddenly they have to claim bankruptcy then.
Mm-hmm.
Or all the plans suddenly like backfire.
Right.
To avoid any immoral or illegal activity at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or stolen goods they buy, for example. And people tend to set themselves up for things.
Yeah.
That's what they've got to be very careful of. Now, what's really interesting is people like, for example, many musicians are born with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a physical addiction. That's why they are so easily get into drugs and all that, you know. Yeah, that's why they need to use moderation and pace themselves. So Beethoven was born with that Copernicus, like proving that the Earth revolved around the Sun, became a total nightmare for him because of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Hitchcock, now he shared his nightmares with everyone and made millions.
Right.
Publisher Rudolf Hirst, whose daughter Patty was kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
That's another Mars Neptune thing, because Neptune also represents children, so they've got to be extra careful also of health. Oscar Wilde, with his scandals. And the infamous Hollywood gossip columnist, Hedda Hopper, was born with that.
Mm-hmm.
Even Queen Elizabeth II, and her case was the scandalous children.
Yes.
So much she went
Princess
through.
Margaret or whatever. And
that's
the,
right.
Yeah.
Liz Taylor was born with that. In her case, it was addictions.
Right.
Ted Kennedy, with the secretary drowned.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Baker was born with that. The evangelist was charged with fraud and conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. He was a character.
Yeah. Rod Stewart was born with that, which is very good for singing, but also drugs and scandals and all.
Right.
John Lennon was born with that. He's obsessed with music, but oblivious to danger.
Yes.
Mick Jagger, again, music, but also drugs.
Right.
Joseph Stalin was born with that. He created nightmares in the lives of others.
Right.
Edgar Hoover of CIA
mm-hmm.
and George Bush, they both did all these covert activities and
mm-hmm.
responsible for countless deaths, of course.
Yeah.
Aldo Moro, the Italian premier, who was kidnapped and shot.
Yes.
Evel Knievel, the stuntman, you know.
Really?
Who does get hit, so... nightmares, you know, many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
And Leonardo da Vinci was also born with it, but he was a workaholic artist and scientist, so he used it in a positive way. Joan of Arc was born with that. And she was treated like a traitor by the false accusation of the church and burned at the stake.
Right.
Nostradamus was a doomsday prophet, mostly saw disasters. And they still believe him, of course, even the wrong prophecies. Now, in his case, see, I did the chart of his, and he was born with this real nightmare theme. He had Pisces rising.
Mm-hmm.
He gave himself as Aries rising. There is absolutely no way he had Aries rising. As soon as you look at him, you don't see the fiery energy. You see this really saint-like, say, a sage-like person
right.
with long hair like that. That's very, like somebody who's close to empathy and compassion and ocean, the water, the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
But because of plague, like, you know, he helped so many people, but his own wife and children died because of plague.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's, again, the Mars Neptune. You know, I believe that he had a tumor. And every time that got touched up, he saw these major disasters and fires and all that, so which he, of course, wrote in, you know, when he wrote
in his prophecies, yeah.
Yeah, in his prophecies, yeah. But interestingly, when he wrote the prophecies, I did that chart, his transits and the centuries that he wrote. And in that one, he was going through a Pluto-Mercury aspect, which both you and I are born with, you know, Michael.
Right.
This is that, the conscious awareness of truth.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about, you know, that when you...
The divine...
That's the advantage that people have the ability, at least, to see that. The moon Pluto gives a subconsciousness when it's a truth, which I'm also born with, which is through dreams or visuals. or tonal quadra, the voice, how you use it, for example.
Right.
And so a lot of these people, how they use it in a positive way. The next generation of that is the 70s age group, which is Neptune in Sagittarius, which is a very, very philosophical age group.
Mm.
What I call the UFO generation, actually. So this age group is very open to aliens and inhabited universes and fascinated by life in other galaxies. You know, the first psychic fair were held when Neptune went into Sagittarius, 70 or 72, just around that time. The whole world was ready for it. Now it's become like psychic zoo, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So psychic fairs were first held during that transit. But this philosophical generation can be very idealistic about society, like Abraham Lincoln was born with that. And Martin Luther King was born with this aspect. Queen Victoria, Abraham Lincoln, Karl Marx, Edgar Allan Poe, and mm-hmm. Leonardo DiCaprio, he's also born with that.
Really?
Yeah, Kate Moss, Drew Barrymore, Christy Yamaguchi, and Prince William also was born with that, and Chelsea Clinton. See, Prince William also did that big
Cruise?
Concert.
How about Tom Cruise?
No, he's one of the previous generation.
Previous.
The crazy generation. That's why they're jumping on the couch and all that. And
yeah.
He has a Mercury-Pluto. He's very intellectual, actually. He's Mercury in Gemini, very bright position, but it's not at a square to Pluto, like Jean-Paul Sartre, who did the existentialism and all that he wrote.
Yeah.
These people have the almost like a bit of a demonic aspect, unfortunately, when they are drawn to the magic and the power and all that, but they are misled.
Right.
Like being guided by the devil,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, so that he definitely has that side. On the other hand, Nicole Kidman has Mercury-Pluto trine, Mercury in Cancer, exactly like you. And she has such a beautiful voice. I remember just hearing a voice and speaking to her, and it just really touches you at the soul level.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
yes,
exactly the same as Diana, actually.
It's almost hypnotizing.
But really, when you are able to do something for at a global level, that's Mercury-Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
So this generation, Neptune and Sagittarius, now, each generation, if you put one generation in between, the alternate generations get along really well with each other, just like the sun sign. So, for example, the 50s age group and the 70s age group will get along really well. The 60s age group is like the crazy extreme generation.
Mm-hmm.
There's an edge. Like the Neptune and Libra, the 50s generation is very romantic and soft pastels and all that, but the 60s is the edge.
Right.
It's like Sean Penn and Robin Wright Penn, and you know, there's always that edge to them.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, I think his name was on the list here for the Moon and or the Mars Neptune, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
You mean Sean Penn?
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, he and Robin are both going through the Saturn-Venus aspect, which is a difficult aspect every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
They both have very strong sacrificing aspect, but of course they've dropped the thing now, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a good thing. I just read recently that they're...
Till about July they have this aspect of Saturn-Venus, and you become more realistic in the expectation of the partner, but it is one of the aspects of separation and divorces.
Yeah.
But again, they use their free choice well.
Yeah, well, let's hope they get over the hump and they work things out.
Yes.
I like both of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So June, July, around that time, the 70s age group will get the same aspect of Mars Neptune.
Okay, so this is almost the same principles as the mutable signs or whatever, right? Like
exactly.
Every second one...
That's right, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, in May, you will see the age of the golden movies,
right.
Neptune and Leo, and also the Neptune and Scorpio generation, the 60s age group. They both will be in a lot of stress. Of
mm-hmm.
course, the age of the golden movies will probably be the heart and all that, because they're quite old now. And in Leo, it's, of course, the heart aspect, whereas the Scorpio generation will see a lot of scandals and a lot of all these extremes at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the thing is, the Virgo, Neptune and Virgo generation is blue generation. They're able to tolerate the extremes of the 60s age group.
Right.
So even the grand, for example, the 60s age group, they have an out-of-wedlock pregnancy or love child, for example, and their mothers from from this generation, mother and father, for example, but they put up with it because they're from that Neptune Virgo, the sacrificing generation.
Mm-hmm.
They're hurt and disappointed, but then they start looking after them. It's easy to make them feel guilty, that age group with Neptune Virgo, the late 30s and 40s generation, 30s and early 40s generation.
Okay.
Now, the children, by the way, with that, those were born late 80s, from about 84 till... So the Neptune Sagittarius generation was 70 to about 84.
Right.
Then 84 to 98 was Neptune and Capricorn. And now Pluto has moved into the sign of Capricorn right now till about 14th of June, then go back into Sagittarius for religion extremes, till about November 27th. And after 28th, it goes back into Capricorn for a number of years, where I predict the geological revolution or undermining of the government.
Mm-hmm.
Complete, it's almost like a restructuring, the whole government structure. So forget about that one world. It's just a fantasy. It's exactly opposite to that.
Really?
And that's why I do not see McCain. I see much more Obama in that aspect, yeah.
So this will take place. This is all going to start to...
From November. Exactly.
From November of this year.
Exactly.
Great.
That's when the beginning of the troop withdrawal is coming also.
Right.
You know, the end of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the Pluto theme. And it's interesting.
Let me just mention our phone number. Sorry to cut you short there, but... We'll just mention the numbers here for the callers to call in. For those shy people that are listening but need the little push to call, if you're in the U.S. or anywhere in Canada, give us a call at 1-888-228-4494. Or if you're calling from anywhere else in the world, give us a call 1-877-489-6350. And that's, like I said, if you have a question for Hassan or if you want to just join in on the conversation, give us a call.
So you can always write to us also, you know, our own number, you know, the 416-497-9000, whatever you want. But the best thing is to email us, actually.
Actually, you know what? That's what I alluded to mention was the email address, which is stargaze@astrotrends, that's plural, .net. And you can reach us on via that email address. And for those who, I know we do have quite a few listeners we've had in the last couple programs, and I'm sure tonight as well, but I know some people don't like to call and give their information over the air, so if you want to give a call after the program anytime, today or tomorrow or the next day, you can reach us on at area code 416-497-9000. So let's get back into what you were saying there, because this is...
So it's interesting how, for example, the new generation, by the way, so this Capricorn generation, they are, of course, the Industrial Revolution happened when Neptune was in Capricorn, every 165 years, and these people are very much into rocks and the rock collection and also the dinosaurs, paleontology and all that, a lot of them. But they will combine the natural forces, like of nature. This generation is going to be very instrumental in that. Those who were born between 84 and 98, that whole age group will take the laws of nature, electromagnetism, free energy, all that, and use it. So all the Neptunian themes, along with Capricorn. Capricorn is something which comes from the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very a positive aspect, actually. And there's a certain maturity about them that I find. But in a very practical way, in business way, new ways of doing business, for example. So they are going to introduce a lot of things, a very practical, long-range planning.
Excellent.
Yeah. And both our children, of course, you know, my son and your daughter were both born in that time, with that Neptune and Capricorn.
Yeah.
And you can see they both have the administrative skills.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet they understand all the spirituality without getting too bogged down by it and going off the tangent at all.
Deep. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. True.
By the way, I also want to mention, Michael, as you know, there's, you know, people had asked me about the predestiny and free choice, how much of it is predestined and all.
Mm-hmm. And you just read my mind, because that's exactly what I was going to say. I wanted to discuss a little bit on.
Well, the thing is, I do not believe in predestiny in the sense that, you know, that this will happen, that will happen. In fact, to me, the church is absolutely right to say this is all blasphemous. Nobody, if I said that somebody... that your little finger will get hurt tomorrow, to me that's blasphemous. Only God can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I wrote about Princess Diana 45 days before it happened, that she had to be careful of freak accidents to head and spine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say she'll die. Only God can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And we get these aspects many times in our life, not just once. So the three things which are predestined, I find, one of them is the theme itself, the experience. Mm-hmm. And for example, when you win $1 million, for example, it's the experience of winning $1 million. For example, somebody called you and said you won $1 million. You'd be extremely happy. Now, you may not have won it at all. But just the fact that somebody says that, for example, there'll be no difference between actually winning it or somebody just making it up.
Okay.
So that's an adaptation theme. That's why I want to start this negative theme offset therapy. It may not be that far-fetched, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People are supposed to go through this drowning experience, for example, so they're watching Titanic. As opposed to going in the ocean where they don't even know how to swim properly, like Natalie Wood.
Right.
She took these alcohol and drugs when she went in the ocean. Maybe she was pooped, I don't know, but because she did have a Mars Neptune aspect, we'll never find out.
Mm.
But
she
didn't know how
she was at risk.
Yeah. And she didn't even know how to swim. So, but people do these. I think it was Warner at that time. Wagner, that's right.
Wagner.
Yes.
So let me just cut you short for one second here on this. So everything that you're saying now is, I wanted to mention this earlier about the reports. This would be what people could find in the Solar Life report. Our Solar Life report? Or
the Solar Life report is something which is the sun's transits. Like every year, there are about 90 different events that happen, and happen exactly the same day, and every year, all your life. Just like your birthday comes back every year.
Right.
And so if Venus gets touched off, it'll always be, if it's the beginning of the month, it's always beginning of the month that you have a love cycle.
Right.
And I'm the only astrologer who does that.
Mm-hmm.
The 12-month forecast, we give all these Mars, Neptune, Mars, Saturn, when the windfall times are, when it's time to move, and buying or selling cars, or marriage days, for example, like which are the best days. So we are just letting you know what your best timing is. It's up to you to use your free choice effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So the three things which are predestined are the experience itself.
Right.
For example, you may have an experience of losing money. We do not see that you will, nobody can say, no astrologer can say that you will be robbed.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that, for example, at a certain time, it'll be costly for you, you'll be spending so much money, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But whether you give for charity the same money or you're robbed, it's the same theme.
Right.
But if you take your free choice and give for charity, it offsets the negative theme.
Yeah, okay.
Completely. Like with this, well, this one client of mine came to me and I told her, I said, why don't you give like $400-$500 in charity, because I do see this Mars Neptune aspect happening in the second half. I see you losing money. And I said, why don't you give some charity? She didn't listen to me.
Mm.
And she was robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Within about 2-3 days of the timing that I'd given her. So she called me and she said, I said, what should I do? I said, well, come back to me. Pay me more money. I said, I told you right at the beginning she was robbed of $700. I said, wouldn't it be nice if you just given some of that to the church or whatever, for example, or those who are needy, for example?
Exactly. You give it to somebody that, you know what, and it's funny that you say that too, because I don't know if you remember, also another client that we seen at one of the expos, that she had just gotten her 12-month forecast, I believe. And anyway, the weekend we had seen her, I'd seen her maybe 3 days after, and she says, oh my God, she says, you know, I can't believe how accurate and how 100% accurate Hassan is with this 12-month forecast. I said, why? What happened? She says, well, in my 12-month forecast, it said that I had to watch this weekend to be careful of break-ins and robberies.
Yes.
And she says, my apartment got broken into, and they stole my television, and so on and so forth.
Yes.
She says, I can't believe how accurate.
It definitely does work. And if you're accident prone, I remember this old lady, you know, she called me one day, and it was so nice. I love these senior citizens. You know, they're so wise, and they always teach us something. She said, you know, I said, I was listening to your report, and I was very careful when I was driving. And although I didn't have an accident, which I'm glad, because that's exactly what you try to do, to prevent the accident.
Mm-hmm.
But I could feel myself being so agitated all the time and getting upset easily at people, that if I had noticed this thing, and if I had looked at this thing, I would have had an accident. Which is exactly our point,
mm-hmm.
which we want to do.
But
by the way, the other thing which is predestined, so the theme itself is there.
Right, the experience.
The experience of it.
Right.
The second thing is when it'll happen and how long would it last. All three things.
Okay.
So if I was Prophet Abraham's astrologer, if I told him that, Prophet Abraham, you will sacrifice your son, I'd be 100% wrong. Now, the way it says in the Quran, for example, that here's a prophet who had a dream that he's going to sacrifice his son, that God is putting him through this aspect, that, for example, that if you want to be a prophet, that I want to give you the, like, what do you love most? And it says, I love my son the most. Anywhere in the world, I'd do anything for him. He said, would you sacrifice him?
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly he wakes up, and he's all distraught. He tells his wife, he tells his son, and the son said, well, you're a prophet, and you have to trust, you have to have faith in God. If you do have that faith, that aspect, then I'm ready for it. So you sharpen the knife, tempting, blindfolded, go through the whole experience. Now, with this metaphor, or that Gabriel comes and gives us sheep and all that, and instead of that, and that's why they have these sacrificing on those days, the Jewish people and the Muslim people. But the main thing is the metaphor itself, that when he does this whole thing, then afterwards he gets his way from God, saying that we've made the interpretation of your dream come true, but we've changed the act. That one line, I went over it over and over. And in 1976, I remember when I formed this hypothesis, I laid the entire base of my astrology in that one line,
mm-hmm.
that nobody can predict the action, only God.
Right.
So if I was Abraham's astrologer, and I said, Prophet Abraham, you will go to the experience of sacrificing a son, when it will happen, and how long would it last, I would have been 100% correct and not violated the case of any religion whatsoever. Because he did goats. There was no difference between his sacrificing a son or the goat.
And it was a lamb or a goat that he had
sacrificed. Oh, lamb, that's right. Yeah, because he was completely blindfolded.
Yes.
So his own biochemical individuality, his whole frame of mind was as if he had actually sacrificed his son. And that was so acceptable to that the creator, God, that he gets his answer that yes, you're right, you would sacrifice even your own son.
Yeah. I remember reading that and I felt the experience myself.
Yes, that's exactly this. So that's why I was saying this negative theme offset therapy would be so fantastic, you know, when people are going through it, even at a national level. Supposing we're supposed to have a war, and supposing nobody told us that there's an actual war going on, because we don't even know if the bombs are being done, for example, they may be just putting on the whole media might be a cover-up, let's say.
Exactly.
We have absolutely no idea.
Like the man on the moon, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
But that's my opinion.
Yeah. I know the whole kind of things about it. That's true. But so it's quite possible it could be like a mass aspect. And that's what fascinates me. You know, when there's in a car accident, there's one person or two people, for example, their destinies are linked on an airplane.
Right.
So in my case, for example, I was thinking it would be so nice to have everybody have this, you know, this little card, and it goes through that. Suddenly, one person's chart is really negative, and suddenly it rejects it that you can't be you can't board the plane. Also, because otherwise they'll all. But I wonder if everybody's destiny was the same, that they all die at the same time. Because that's a very individual experience.
Yes.
Some people might be a Mars Saturn aspect. Some people might be going to a Mars Neptune aspect. But some people, like for example, when there are many people, the saints and spiritual people, when they pass away, it shows up like a travel, like a long distance travel. And quite often there are Jupiter Moon aspects, like a real mind expansion theme. And a Mars Jupiter, which is like a travel aspect.
Right.
And that's another thing, you know. For example, in Princess Diana's case, there was a Jupiter Moon aspect at that time, which is a lot of popularity and public response. And more than 1 billion people watched her, of course, or the funeral and all. But Saturn was at the very bottom of her chart. And that's such an important aspect when we give advice to people. We tell them when to keep a low profile and when to keep a high profile.
Right.
And we've been constantly warning that it's dangerous for her to keep a high profile. Now, she wanted to keep a low profile, but the media didn't believe her.
Right.
But I think that was definitely, it showed up in a chart also.
Yes.
That part, yes.
Yeah. That's very, very
Michael, the next one, probably we'll also deal with all these, the 12 themes.
Well, this is what I was going to say, the 12 essential themes to lead a balanced life. But
yes.
just to finish off what you were just saying there, what I think now you're just giving me a good idea on the marketing side of things. But we should maybe make a workshop on these educating people on the three different themes there.
Yes.
For the predestined.
Exactly.
We can make it even into a workshop. But yeah, I did want to say that we should touch a little bit on the 12 essential themes to lead a balanced life.
And what's interesting there, you know, Michael, is it's answered to almost everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you take the water signs, those areas, you know, the Cancer theme of barbecues and homes and family, the Scorpio theme of life and death situation when you go to the cemetery or you hear about somebody prominent like Princess Diana suddenly passing away, or the Pisces theme when you go near the ocean, the water and the seagulls in the water, all these three themes increase your sensitivity deep and the empathy and compassion and feelings for other people. That's why somebody who is not a family person, it's a huge difference. Like, they cannot be as sensitive.
Right.
So, similarly, if you want a cure for depression, you have the fire signs aspect, like the need for action, which is Aries theme, the need to be proud of some area of your life, the Leo theme, and philosophy and travel, which is the Sagittarius theme. All these three themes, you have these three things, something to do, something to be proud of, and travel and philosophy, you'll never be depressed in life again.
Right. Let's just mention these numbers again for these listeners that may be a little bit intimidated to pick up the phone and call, but if you want to give us a call and ask a question of Hassan or just join us in conversation, if you're anywhere in the USA or Canada, call us at 1-888-228-4494. Anywhere else in the world, you want to give us a call at 1-877-489-6350. And for those who may want to talk to Hassan after the program or give him a call tomorrow or the next day, you can reach him at 416 area code 497-9000 or by way of email at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And once again, the website is www.astrotrends.net. And if you go on there, you'll see, you can read a little bit more about Hassan, and you'll see some of the world predictions that Hassan has made that are going to be, that have already happened, and some that are upcoming as well. So let's get back to these 12 essential needs here to lead a balanced life.
So we pick it up on our next one, Michael. I'm wondering,
The next show is going to be actually this Sunday. We're going to be on Station 1, and that is at 5 p.m. Pacific time and 8 p.m. Eastern here in our parts in Canada. So that's this Sunday, 5 Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. So, yeah, you know what? Actually, that we can make a whole program just out of the 12 essential
things. And music also that time. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful talking to you also, Michael.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, sir.
One of these days I'll email it to my clients. So none of my clients even know, you know, like just a few people about this.
You know, that's funny, too, because I had a conversation last week about with our friends over there at BBS, and I said, well, what's our listening audience? Are we getting any people? Or he said, you know what, funny enough, you're getting more than people that have had programs for running a lot longer than you have. So,
and the sidelines listening.
Yeah, and this is exactly, and this is without doing much advertising or marketing, letting clients and people know. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
Well, thank you very much, Michael.
I guess we'll sign off until Sunday. So, again, anybody who wants to get in touch with Hassan after today or any time, you can reach him at area code 416-497-9000, or you can email him at stargaze@astrotrends.net. Thanks for joining us tonight, and have a wonderful and safe evening. And we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thanks, Michael.